And I was in Costa Rica for a couple of days.
How was that?
It was, for someone who talks a lot, it was breathtaking. It was breathtaking in the sense, my first Latin American country, my first tropical trip in so many years. It was, these people have nothing. It's under American law. So I was, my girlfriend works with Air Canada, so like just got the job. So she finds out about like nearly empty flights, very last minute, like flight accommodation. And she messages me. She's like, hey. And I'm like, hi. She's just like, you are like the only person I know who could be down. I know her sister really well. And she's like, why don't you do this? And I'm like, I don't remember the last time I just took a tropical vacation. I told her, I'm like, I will not just like lay by a resort and just drink all day. I was like, I don't do that. It's like, I need to be like going. I don't need to be doing the most, but I got to be doing something, you know, because this is how I am in Toronto. So she was like, bet. That's a Toronto term where it's like, okay, I got you. The greenery. Right when I landed in San Jose, the capital, and we drove 90 minutes out to like a province, Providence, because Toronto, Ontario, Canada has provinces. Everywhere else has providences.
Interesting.
But the greenery, my gosh, like you are face to face with like the local life there, you know, like. I've never been in an area, let alone a whole ass city, where these people, they all live in shacks. Like, it's like very from the ground up, and they're completely content. They have their family, they have a shitload of stray dogs, but they have their humility. I think that's the word I'm looking for, in the sense that they are so open and receptive to anyone who comes in into their city, and they're so giving, and they don't have much to give, and they're so positive versus like here city life. It's like you have what you currently have, but people, they are always comparing themselves to others. They're not happy. So that was very like, I took that with me. Like these people here, it's how I am. It's how I live my life. So fortunate being born and brought up down in Toronto. But I'm surrounded by so much people who they just want more, which is fine. We all want more. But it doesn't mean I'm, like, sacrificing my happiness in the present. And these people, man, they just, like, lived in the present. Like, the 90-minute drive. So you can live like a king or queen, whichever you identify with, for close to nothing. So my girlfriend picks me up.
What was the exchange rate, if you remember?
It was $1 to a shitload.
Yeah.
But it's probably the same. Like, I can look that up for you if you'd like.
I mean, we could do it later. We'll, like, flash it on the bottom of the screen. But, yeah, keep going.
Yeah. But, so we get picked up, and you met me. I will openly interact with anyone. And it's very, you know how some people say, hey, like at work, especially, it's like water cooler talk. It's like, oh, I've worked with this person for like this many months or this many years, but I don't know their name because all we do is small talk. My thing is like, it's like very, hey, what's your name? This is my name. It's just like, so it's just like making that like fundamental, like, hey, like, I'm gonna bother with you.
Absolutely.
So with a driver, it's like, it's a driver, you know? Some people go on vacation. What am I saying? A lot of people go on vacation, they act all bougie. It's like, okay, you're my driver. And I'm just like, hey, like, what's your name? It's my name. And he was just like, oh, like, what do you like to eat? I'm like, everything. He's like, really? And then in my head, I'm like, oh, no, I'm in Costa Rica. I'm in a foreign country. My health insurance, I'm like, how far does it extend? You know, like, it's just like, because you can just randomly get sick and they stay sick. Americans pay for healthcare. Canadians, we don't.
taxes, though, you know.
I know. We pay a shitload of taxes. But he was like.
Oh, and I also learned that you get taxed from both provinces.
Yes. So actually we get taxed GST, PSD, both provincial, Ontario, shout out, and federal, like Canada-wide.
Right.
But it's so normal. Lived like that my whole life. So I've been working since I was 15, paying taxes since I was 15. But it's like when that's the norm, you feel nothing of it. And then you travel, you're like, oh, okay, like this isn't the regular, this isn't the standard. But going back to Costa Rica, that's what it was. The driver was like super excited. He's like, oh, you eat? So on a 90-minute drive back to a villa, like, who am I? A villa? Who are we? Just like a bunch of students living it up. But Costa Rica's great. Great for the value. Just like kept stopping to grab fruits from a tree, from all these marketplaces. But that's what it was, though. Like, there isn't no tourist traps. Well, if there were, we hung out with a lot of locals. So in exchange for us just wining and dining them at no expense, they would just show us around, like, where we were from their own experiences, you know? So we, like, it was amazing. I had the freshest lychees, guavas, mangoes. Your girl was starving. I was on a red eye to Costa Rica to make the most out of my trip, and man, it was breathtaking. So we ended up, they were leasing a villa. It was the first time ever I got an urge to personally own real estate. We all talk about owning a piece of property after this, after that, but I went there and I was like, wow, like, I get it. So the one who owns our villa was an American, but when he's not Airbnb-ing it out, he is cautious. He's living in that space on his own. Fantastic space. 3-floor villa, 6 bedrooms, 5 like washrooms with showers, like 2 extra powder rooms. Open concept. Obviously there was doors to everything, but it was very like free flowing. The decorations, the homeware was very with the home in the sense it was just all part of one. Like the vibes were just
there. Oh, it was all connected.
Yes. And there wasn't like a statement wall. Like the whole house was a statement. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. It was just very lived in. Definitely helped. I walk in, the palm trees, just like birds. God damn, I didn't see a single bird, but they were everywhere. And we had an in-house pool. But the pool, it's like you go onto the pool, you see trees, and you see a forest. Costa Rica is surrounded by forests and active volcanoes. We were supposed to go to a
what?
Yes, we were supposed to go. They have hot springs where sometimes they would just give you a heads up. It's like, hey, something nearby might be reacting. So today might be good to practice a little bit of caution or just not come out to a hot spring today. So much to do. Barely scratched the surface. I know everyone says that, but it's... The energy was indescribable. It was so welcoming. I think I also felt such a connection with it versus anything else I've done in my life. I'm Sri Lankan. It's an island off South India. Never been back. My parents hail from there. And the photos they showed me, the documentaries I watch, anything I look up on Google, like Costa Rica gave me those vibes. Just like the greenery all around, the hospitality, like the dirt poorness, you know, like I'm not gonna be out here. It's like, oh, it changed me, you know, but it was very. These people have nothing and are doing the most. They have such fulfilling lives. We have so much going on. We have so much we can do, and yet we are okay with being mediocre or less, and then we complain about it.
Absolutely, that's a wonderful concept. So what makes you get out of bed in the morning? I love that smile. See, that's why I do what I do, because when people think about what they love and passionate about, you just get that emotion on the face. You,
but okay.
Well, you know, besides that.